This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now, a podcast devoted to equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and guiding you toward a more intentional, creative life. Today, I'm diving into the Gold Better Way and a guide I use to jumpstart the morning. So grab your notepad, your pen, and your coffee or tea, because we've got some great gems for you today. So whether you're listening on your commute, on an afternoon walk, at your desk in the office, or hiding from your toddler in the closet for 10 minutes of peace, I see you. This episode's for you, my fellow doers and dreamers. Let's get into it. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. In this episode, we're getting into what I like to call the Goal Better Way, our unofficial permission slip to rethink how we set goals so they actually fit our lives and our values. You ever have one of those days where your calendar says go, 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 but your mind says, maybe not just yet? Being a storyteller, creative, and mom of a toddler, setting goals is one thing, but actually accomplishing them is a whole other thing. Sometimes it feels like, what's the point of even goal planning? What's the point of even planning at all? The world's going to do what it does anyway, you know? The world might try to get in your head, mess with your day, tell you where you are right now is the best there is for you. What I've come to learn is you can't control time, you can't control others, but you can control how you respond, and you can control what you do. You can begin by taking a step forward toward a small goal you've had in your head, messy in your notebook, telling yourself over and over again, I'll get to it. Now is the best time to get to it and begin. Here on Originate Now, we're all about helping you navigate your creative journey in the push and pull of what's in your control and what's out of your control. We're here to help you create from a place of clarity. And today we're diving into something I call the Goal Better Way. It's a gentler, more sustainable approach to achieving goals. Working in the TV industry can feel very high pressure. And then you mix that with also having small creative hustles on the side. You know, that's how it can be in our industry, at least for me and a lot of people I work with, is we have our main job and side creative projects as well. So it's always go, go, go. Go at work, go at home, a never-ending hustle mindset. But that way breeds exhaustion, burnout, and let me just say frustration. Frustrated that you're doing the most, but you don't really seem to actually be gaining much traction toward your big creative goals, you know? And after getting home late from work one evening, I decided there had to be a better way to marry both professional responsibilities and my value-based goals, a way to better recognize what those even actually are. Sometimes you might feel tired of creating. I get that. But maybe what you might be feeling is you're tired of chasing, you know, chasing after goals that are no longer aligned with who you are and what you actually want. So I started researching like I always do, and I set up a framework to goal better, not harder, not in your face louder, just better in a way that makes sense for my life and for yours, because I'm passing it along to you today. Most of us were taught to goal set like machines. I think, right? Like rigid timelines, hustle mode all the time, always hustling. But as I'm sure you already know, the hustle doesn't always hold. And don't get me wrong, there comes a time where you have to work, 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 right? You have to do what you have to do to take care of your family, get that money, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about that per se. I'm talking about a way to zero in on your value-based goals. What moves you? What motivates you? What's in line with who you are. So yeah, the hustle doesn't always hold, meaning a continuous hustle mindset can sometimes neglect your feelings, maybe even time with your family and your dream, right? So this gets me to a part of the Goal Better Way that ties it all together. I'm talking about self-congruent goals. These are goals that start from within. They come from your values, not your, you know, Instagram feed or what the world tries to tell you you should be. And studies show when you set goals this way, you tend to actually want to do them. They don't feel like something extra. You're just piling on and on and on. They energize instead of deplete. They energize you. When we're stuck in hustle culture, when our goals are driven by comparison, perfectionism, or what we think we should be doing, that's us standing outside our story, looking in, and trying to earn our worth through productivity by doing more, right? Like, I'm worth more because I got this job. I'm worth more because I got this raise. I'm worth more because I did A, B, C, D, and E today. Not just A and B, which is healthy. I did A, B, C, D, E. Look at me. I did so much. And honestly, that's exhausting. You know, it's like not good for us and it's not sustainable. Okay, I'm trying to lighten it up a little bit, but this quote is a little heavy. That brings me to our quote of the week. And today's quote is by author Brené Brown from her book, Rising Strong. She says, quote, "You either walk inside your story and own it, or you stand outside your story and hustle for your worthiness," end quote. This quote powerfully reflects the core message of the Go Better Way. Own your story and set goals that come from the inside out. When we set goals based on who we really are, our values, what matters to us, our creativity, we're walking inside our story. We're not chasing someone else's version of success or hustling to prove ourselves with a million checkboxes. We're moving from a place of alignment, not what the outside world is telling us we should be doing. So this episode is really an invitation to come back inside your story, be in it, not chasing it, not listening to what the world is telling you you should be doing. Be in it, be in your story. This is your day, your week, your life. So let's set frameworks that help you. You're the one living your story. So let's set it up to be joyful, calmer, less exhausting where we can, more in alignment to who we are. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the Go Better Way and the little strategies I love and implement in my life, let's talk about what's in my cup. Today, like most mornings, I'm sipping an iced coffee, but this morning I have a little vanilla sweet cream in there. It's delicious. It tastes like morning dessert. My morning treat before recording this episode, I guess you could say. Treat yourself, am I right? Cheers to us. Let's get into it. All right, I'm giving you four ways to go better. And by better, I mean kinder, more compassionate, more in alignment to who you are. Not better in the sense of you're better than this or that, or nothing like that. When I say better, I mean better for you and your life. At the end, I'm going to throw in my go-to morning guide to jumpstart your morning. So stay tuned for that guide at the end as well. Okay, the first one is build from values, not just outcomes. When you name the value, the path becomes a little clearer and more flexible. So try this. Identify your top three values. Maybe it's peace, joy, connection, then ask these questions. Which of my current goals reflect those values? Also, which ones are just shoulds I've maybe inherited from my family or the internet or old versions of myself? Okay, now rewrite a goal from the inside out. For example, instead of post daily to grow my audience, like on social media, try create and share stories that connect me with like-minded entrepreneurs or creatives. The second one is name your season before you name your goal. Meaning before you set another goal, pause and ask yourself, what season am I in right now? Not the time of the year, I know you know what I'm talking about. Your life season. Are you in a season of building, caregiving, healing? Are you in transition, recalibration, creation? Okay, so here's a journal prompt for you. This is a season of blank. And what I need most is blank. Again, this is a season of fill in the blank. And what I need most is fill in the blank. So you're writing this out to see what it is that's happening right now, what your season is right now, and what you need to accomplish and do right now. So you're letting your goals grow from a position of clarity by writing this out. Your self-congruent goals honor the now. All right, number three, create happy anchors inside your goals. We all want to feel like we're making progress, but let's not forget to enjoy the journey. You know our slogan, the joy's in the journey. Your goals should feel like you. So add a joy anchor or a happy anchor to your next goal. Not just write the first draft, but write the first draft at my favorite coffee shop with my favorite music on. You want to attach it to something. It gives you, that little happy feeling inside. Or, another example is organize the garage while listening to an audiobook I've been meaning to get to. Tiny joy, big shift. So add a signature element to your process, something you love that brings a little joy, a little happiness to you, like working from your backyard or pairing writing with your favorite cup of coffee. Make it a vibe. Make it fun. Number four is audit your shoulds. So let's be real. A lot of our goals might not be ours. Okay. Like if you have a family business, maybe your mom wants you to follow in her footsteps and take over the family business. Isn't that something you really want to do, but you feel like you should do? So check your why and check it again. Is your why inspired or is it feel like an obligation? So say your goal out loud. Does it feel light and energizing? Or does it feel heavy? Like, oh, I have to do this. Whose voice is this, right? Another way is to make a list called things I think I should want. Then rewrite each one with I choose to. Things I think I should want and things I choose to want. This one mindset shift will make your entire goal list lighter and way more you. Okay, so there you go. The four little strategies to goal better. So whether you're juggling a business, a family, a full-time job, or a season of rebuilding, you now have four aligned, hustle-free ways to go better. And if you take just one of these practices and make it your own, that's a win. We celebrate all the wins, small wins, big wins, all of them. So before we wrap up, I'm going to give you 4 steps to boost productivity. Before we jump into the 4 steps, I'm going to read a little prose I wrote in my book, The Magic That Is Life. I'll link to that in our show notes. And this little prose inspired the guide. He goes, "Why do we give others so much power over our day? The man cut me off at the light, now I'm angry. The woman shut the door in front of my face, now I'm annoyed. It's bumper to bumper traffic, and it's made me late to work, now I'm late. Disruptions can swing our day into a frenzy. These quick, momentary bumps can blow up our day if we let them. We can choose to allow the weight of it all to manifest and grow, or we can choose to set a specific, positive tone and carry that with us, extinguishing the flames before they grow, because what is put out into the world always finds its way back. The view is a choice. So this morning, as a beam of light causes my eyes to peel back, I immediately think the shimmer is the right ingredient for the day. I'll carry it with me. I arrange my mindset before I remove the covers and get on my way. I decide to give thanks and envision bounties of grace. I welcome the day, like the dawn piercing through the slit in the curtain. I welcome it in a good cup of joe. I get up and begin. I will bring my best self to the table, no matter who is sitting across from me. I will choose to see the good as often as I can and choose to live in that space, a choice I decide to make. The day is ready, and so am I." So inspired by that little prose, I created a guide, a jumping off point to boost productivity and just really jumpstart the mornings. It's a good addition to the Goldberger Way. I'm going to break down 4 components plus an evening bonus step to really bring it all together. Implement them how you see fit. These are just here as a guide. And as always, we'll have a free downloadable PDF of the guide and the Goldberger Way in our show notes. Okay, so we're going to run through these really quickly. First up is daily intentions. So before this, scroll on your phone, before you check your emails or even brush your teeth, take a moment and ask yourself, you can even write it down, what kind of energy do I want to bring into the day? It could be something simple like, today I'm going to stay calm and focused. Or you can say, I'm ready to handle whatever comes my way, and I'm well equipped for any challenge that may arise. When you set an intention, you're not predicting the day, you're choosing how you want to move through it. And this is something you have control over yourself, how you respond and how you move through the day. Your daily intention will be your anchor. So when stuff begins to feel a bit chaotic, you can come back to that one grounding thought. So just take 5 quiet minutes in the morning, you know, while you're sipping your coffee and tea, you know, if you love tea, that's great. My husband loves tea. A lot of people love tea. If you're sipping your tea, that's cool too. And you can journal, sit in silence, but make sure you get clear on your intention and guiding thought for the day. I personally like to write it down so it feels more concrete. Again, you're just checking in with yourself first thing in the morning. All right, next up is prioritize. Let's talk to-do lists for a second. I know sometimes they feel endless and that can get overwhelming really fast. So instead of writing out 20 things and just finishing two, try this. Pick your big 3. The big 3 is what I call it. What are the 3 most important things you need to get done today? Not want to, need to. That's where your focus goes. And if one of those is big or annoying, try this method I love. It's called eat the frog. You're like, eat what now, Jess? Yes, it's called eat the frog. It means tackling your most dreaded or the most challenging task first. So really quick, I'm just going to say that we have blog posts about the big 3 and also ways to tackle your dreaded task on our blog, thehappykind.com/blog. I'll link to that in the show notes as well. Okay, do the dreaded task. Get it out of the way. Let me tell you, you'll be so grateful you did that. It sets the tone for the rest of the day. It really does. Again, so before the day gets rolling, just jot down your big 3. It's just 3. And tackle the biggest one first, you know, and your future self will be very, very thankful. 3rd one is stay present. Look, okay, I know we all time travel in our heads, daydream a lot. I know I do it a lot. Thinking about yesterday's weird meeting or worrying about next week's deadline, overthinking a convo from 3 days ago. I do that personally a lot. The most powerful thing you can do for your energy and your productivity is just be where you are right now. Whether you're answering emails, pouring another cup of coffee or tea, playing with your kid, or driving to work, fully show up, be present. That's where the power is. Okay, a good grounding technique of getting back to being present is the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique. So pause and name 5 things you see, 4 you can touch, 3 you can hear, 2 you can smell, 1 you can taste, and it'll pull you right back into the now. Last one, embrace obstacles as opportunities. Yeah, okay, this is easier said than done, but every single day is going to throw you something. Something's gonna happen. A delay, a miscommunication, a tech issue, you know, maybe even something way, way, way bigger than that. And when that happens, instead of spiraling or reacting right away, take a beat. Just take a quick beat. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or what's the opportunity here? You even have to ask yourself, what can you learn from it in that moment? Just take a beat, take a breath, reframe it, and ask, what's the opportunity here? What can I do? How can I react in a way that's going to be helpful to me? Yet small shifts can help you move from stress mode to solution mode. Stress mode to solution mode. And that's where we want to live. Solution mode. All right, y'all. The bonus one is reflect and recharge. So at the end of the day, take time to reflect on your accomplishments, big or small, right? Like, what went well? What did you overcome? Acknowledge your progress. Afterwards, make sure to unwind and recharge for the next day, you know, whether it's reading a book, taking a warm bath, doing some journaling. Mindful evening routine sets you up to start fresh the next day. Again, so just spend 5-10 minutes journaling, write down what you're grateful for, how you stayed present, how you tackled the day's obstacles. Let's wrap it up with a quick recap. Set your intention, prioritize your big three, stay present, and try to see obstacles as chances to grow, as opportunities to reframe and be like, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I go from this? That gets us to, what am I learning? This week, I'm learning to reclaim my time. So by implementing the Goal Better Way and the Day is Ready guide, reclaiming my time and setting myself up to be more grounded, to be calmer, and enjoy the journey. Also, really quick, self-congruent goals are not about giving up ambition. They're about letting ambition root deeper into who you are. They don't require you to hustle harder. They ask you to honor yourself more honestly. Because when you set goals that feel like you, that are in alignment to who you are, not just what looks good on paper, but in alignment with your values, you move with clarity and more calm, which helps you to actually start achieving those goals because you want to, because they're a part of you. This week's creative challenge is to reframe one of your weekly goals and audit your shoulds. Reframe one of your weekly goals and audit your shoulds, quote unquote. So grab the worksheet, Go Right Away worksheet, and the Day is Ready guide. And let's see if you can do that weekly challenge. I hope so. If you have time, squeeze it in. Let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear about it. Email the show or hit us up on Instagram. And make sure you tune in next week for our very first guest. That's right. Our very first guest will be right here on the show next week. You don't want to miss it. If today's episode resonated, please share it with a friend, hit follow, and let's just go better. Go better way. Hey, also send it to someone who needs to hear some inspiration to go better as well. Thank you so much for joining us for our second episode of Originate Now. Till next time, stay creative, be present, and remember, the joy is in the journey, and we're here to help you on yours. You got this. See you next week. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. Also, follow our show Instagram at Originate Now Podcast. Let us know how you're making time for creativity this weekend. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources. Can't wait to see you next time.